Good morning and welcome to Simply Economics. It's Friday, May 10th. On today's show, the UK has moved out of recession, according to official figures, and we'll be discussing the ongoing debate between global trade and economic nationalism. Plus, we'll take a look at how mixed signals from US economic indicators are stirring market uncertainty. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Economics. We start off with some positive economic news. The UK economy has officially exited recession, with figures showing growth of 0.6% in the first quarter of this year. This marks the strongest rate of quarterly growth since late 2021 and exceeded economists' expectations. For more on this, we turn to our economics correspondent, Michael. What drove this return to growth in the UK economy?
The main driver was an increase in activity across the services sector, which has thrived since the start of the year as wages have risen faster than inflation, easing pressure on consumers. Retail, public transport, healthcare, and auto manufacturing all performed well. However, the construction sector saw a decline, mainly due to a fall in house building.
Despite exiting recession, the outlook for UK economic growth still appears relatively muted. What are forecasters predicting for the rest of this year?
The Bank of England expects the UK economy to grow by just 0.5% over 2024 as a whole. High interest rates and the lingering effects of last year's inflation surge are expected to weigh on disposable incomes and economic momentum. The OECD also recently projected that the UK would be the worst performing G7 economy next year.
Chancellor Jeremy Hunt struck an optimistic tone, saying the figures show the economy returning to full health for the first time since the pandemic. How are others reacting to the news?
Shadow Chancellor Rachel Reeves argued it was a case of going from no growth to low growth, and said it was no time for the government to be celebrating, noting the economy is still £300 smaller per person than when Prime Minister Rishi Sunak took office. Economists doubt the first quarter strength will prevent the Bank of England from beginning to cut interest rates this summer to support growth.
Lastly, how does the per capita economic picture look, factoring in the UK's growing population?
GDP per head is estimated to have increased by 0.4% in the first quarter, after seven straight quarters without positive growth on this basis. However, it remains 0.7% lower compared to the same period a year ago, highlighting that the recovery in living standards still has a ways to go despite the overall economy returning to growth.
That was Michael, our economics correspondent, with the latest on the state of the UK economy. While recession may be over for now, it seems the road to a full recovery remains long. We'll continue to track developments in the months ahead. Shifting our focus across the pond, U.S. stocks kicked off the day with subdued trading as investors grappled with a complex mix of economic signals. A notable increase in jobless claims, combined with lackluster corporate earnings reports, painted a troubling picture of the economic landscape. Here with more details is our Simply Economics correspondent. So what stood out to you in today's market activity?
The labor market posted a surprising spike in jobless claims to 231,000 this week, a rise of 22,000, which was higher than expected. This uptick aligns with recent softer payroll figures and is sparking discussions of potential Federal Reserve rate cuts down the line. In corporate news, the atmosphere has been dampened by less than stellar earnings reports. Shares of Arm Holdings fell after a disappointing revenue outlook, while Warner Bros. Discovery struggled with weak ad sales and an underperforming entertainment lineup. Roblox also revised its annual bookings forecast downward amid broader economic concerns. However, it wasn't all bad news. Robinhood Markets experienced an uptick after beating quarterly earnings expectations, supported by robust crypto trading volumes and favorable interest rates.
How are these developments impacting market strategies and interest rate expectations?
The unexpected surge in jobless claims is leading to a reevaluation of interest rate trajectories. Markets are now pricing in possible rate cuts totaling 47 basis points by the end of 2024. This shift reflects growing concerns about the economic outlook. We're seeing this mirrored in declining yields of 10-year Treasury notes, which affect global borrowing costs and spotlight anxieties about a weakening labor market. Investors are keenly awaiting comments from Federal Reserve officials, especially the president of the San Francisco Fed, for insights into the central bank's views on potential rate adjustments and overall economic resilience.
It sounds like investors are having to navigate some tricky economic crosswinds. What's your take on the bigger picture?
With the job market sending mixed signals and corporate performance patchy, there's a lot of uncertainty in the air. The Fed's upcoming remarks will be crucial in guiding investors through these choppy waters. Officials will need to strike a delicate balance, acknowledging the softening economic data while still projecting confidence in the economy's underlying strength. How they characterize the interplay between inflation, employment, and growth will be closely scrutinized for clues on the future path of monetary policy. In the meantime, investors may opt for a cautious approach, possibly rotating into more defensive sectors until greater clarity emerges.
Thanks for that insightful analysis of the complex forces shaping today's markets. Certainly a lot for investors to digest as they chart a course forward in this challenging environment. Speaking of market developments, the U.S. Treasury recently auctioned off $125 billion in notes and bonds, with strong demand seen for the 30-year bonds in particular. Here with more details is our Simply Economics correspondent. So what stood out to you about this latest Treasury auction?
The 30-year bonds were definitely the highlight, attracting very robust investor interest. The bid-to-cover ratio, which measures demand, came in at a healthy 2.41, and the closing yield settled at 4.635%, indicating investors were willing to accept lower returns for the perceived safety of government bonds.
And we saw Treasury yields dip a bit after the auction wrapped up, right? What's the significance of that move?
Right. Yields across various maturities pulled back slightly, with the 30-year yield, for example, ending at 4.6116%. This suggests the auction went smoothly and reinforced overall demand for Treasuries. It's a sign of market confidence, but investors are also staying vigilant ahead of the upcoming inflation reports. The producer price index and consumer price index will be key to watch.
Those inflation readings are always crucial these days, with the Fed keeping such a close eye on price pressures. What's the outlook there?
The latest dip in unemployment claims to 231,000 could take some inflationary heat off the labor market. If the inflation data cooperates, many analysts think the Fed could potentially cut interest rates a couple times this year. But it will likely take a consistent pattern of easing price pressures to get the Fed to act.
Stepping back, what about the bigger picture in the bond market? There's been a lot of focus on the Treasury yield curve lately.
That's right. The spread between 2-year and 10-year Treasury yields is inverted, meaning shorter-dated bonds are yielding more than longer-term ones. That's often seen as a warning sign about economic growth, even with the overall strength in the bond market. So it's a complex backdrop that investors are navigating, with a lot hinging on the path of inflation and interest rates.
Thanks for that bond market update and analysis. Certainly a lot for investors to keep an eye on. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Economics. We'll see you back here tomorrow.